all been there, right? That not so great feeling when you think, eh, maybe you have an infection. But then, you know, then you're stuck waiting for those lab results and it feels like forever. What if, and this would be amazing, what if we had a test as quick and easy as like those home pregnancy tests, but for infections?
That would be a game changer, wouldn't it? Getting a fast, accurate diagnosis without needing a lab and waiting for what feels like ages.
Absolutely. And that's exactly where today's deep dive is taking us. We're diving into some really cutting-edge research using viruses, they're called bacteriophages, to build, get this, incredibly precise biosensors.
And we're talking about some seriously fresh science here. This research paper, it's by Leanna Jadera et al., just dropped in 2024.
So I know what some people might be thinking. Viruses to fight infections. It might sound, I don't know, a little counterintuitive at first, but just stick with us here because this is where things get, well, really cool. Bacteriophages, phages for short, are basically viruses that evolved and they infect and kill specific bacteria.
You can think of them like these, well, microscopic assassins. You know, they're only targeting the bad guys. And what's really interesting here is that nearly all known phages, like 96%, have this tail structure. And it's super important for their bacteria-busting skills, let's say.
So, okay, how does that work? They latch onto the bacteria with their tails, and then what? They inject, like, some kind of poison.
It's even more elegant, I guess you could say, than that. So the phage, it uses its tail to, you know, grab onto a bacterium, and then it injects its genetic material. It's kind of like hijacking the bacterial cell, you know what I mean? It makes the bacteria make copies of itself. And eventually, well, the cell bursts, and all these new phages come flooding out, ready to target more of those bacteria.
Wow. Talk about a hostile takeover. But, okay, brutal efficiency aside, how do scientists actually make these phages into sensors?
That is the million-dollar question. And it really comes down to figuring out how to attach these phages to a surface securely and, importantly, with those tails pointing out, you know, like little sentinels ready to catch those bacteria.
So it can't be as simple as just, I don't know, like sprinkling phages on a microchip.
Not quite. It's a little more complicated than that. If you just scatter phages on a surface, they're not going to work effectively. They've got to be attached in a very specific way. And those tails, they have to be oriented correctly. It's called what scientists call directional immobilization. And it's super important for creating a biosensor that actually works.
So like making sure all those little microscopic assassins are, I don't know, lined up, ready to go.
Exactly. If they attach randomly, it makes them a lot less effective. In this research, they used a material called PDMS. It stands for polydimethyl silicone. It's a type of silicone, and it's used a lot in microfluidics, you know, because it's biocompatible. Anyway, they used that as the base for the sensor. But the real challenge, it was figuring out how to attach the phages to this PDMS surface in a controlled way. You know, making sure those tails were free to do their thing.
Okay, so this is where, I'll be honest, this is where the science geek in me got really excited reading this. They use this system. It's called SpyTag SpyCatcher. And, I mean, it sounds like something straight out of a spy movie, right?
It does, doesn't it? So picture this. They engineered these phages to have a special protein, it's called SpyTag, on their capsids, which is the head of the virus.
Okay, I'm trying to picture a tiny phage wearing, like, a little SpyTag baseball cap. So what's the spy catcher part of this whole thing?
Think of it like microscopic Velcro. So they engineered the PDMS surface with this spy catcher protein. So spy tag on the phage, spy catcher on the surface, and snap, they stick together like incredibly tightly.
Hold on, they engineered the phage itself. That seems insanely complicated. Why even go through all that trouble? Why isn't regular Velcro good enough for these things?
It's not just any Velcro. This bond, it's super strong. And that's really important because, well, you got to think, we're talking about a device that might need to be, you know, washed, handled, maybe even stored for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And those phages, they got to stay put. SpyTag, SpyCatcher, it gives them that control and stability.
Okay, so we've got our, like, microscopic Velcro, and it's locking those phages right into place. But I'm guessing it wasn't exactly smooth sailing from there.
You're right. There was another challenge they had to figure out. So SpyTag and SpyCatcher, there was like a perfect match, but getting that SpyCatcher to really stick to the PDMS surface, well, that turned out to be a bit of a hurdle.
Oh, so even with this crazy strong bond, it wasn't sticking to that silicone base very well. So what'd they do about that?
This is where, you know, you see how clever these researchers really are. They figured out that they needed to make that SpyCatcher, I don't know how to say it, but like, stickier, right? Make it grab onto that PDMS even better. And their solution, it's really cool. They fused it with another protein. It's called BSLA.
BSLA. Okay, so what's the deal with this BSLA? Is it like protein super glue or something?
You could say that. Mm. What BSLA does is it forms these super strong bonds with hydrophobic surfaces. And guess what? PDMS, that's hydrophobic. It's like, I don't know, it's like they were meant to be together, you know?
Ah, okay, so by like fusing the BSLA to the spy catcher, they gave it like an anchor, something that would grab onto the PDMS and not let go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like imagine reinforcing that microscopic Velcro with like, I don't know, industrial strength adhesive or something.
Yeah.
But there's another layer here. They found out that the order that they put these two proteins together, the BSLA and the spy catcher, it really mattered.
Really? I figured as long as they're stuck together, it didn't matter which one came first.
It's kind of like, you know, when you're trying to put a key in a lock. You can't just shove it in any which way. The orientation matters a lot. And they found out that having that BSLA first, followed by the spy catcher, that's what worked best.
Yeah.
Imagine this. The BSLA, it's like the base rate, and it's anchored to that PDMS. And then on top of that, you have that spy catcher, and it's ready to grab those spy-tagged phages.
So it's like what? They're building a tiny phage-catching platform, and each layer has to be in just the right spot so those phages are presented in the right way, you know, to catch all those bacteria.
Yeah. And here's the best part. The researchers, they actually confirmed that this whole system, it actually worked. These engineered phages, they stuck to their little PDMS platforms, and they could still capture and infect E. coli bacteria.
Yeah.
Even after being stored for weeks.
Weeks. No way. That's amazing. Talk about a long-lasting sensor. I remember that part from the paper. They said it was, what, 3 weeks? Which is, I mean, that's huge if you're trying to actually build a device because, I mean, who wants a biosensor that only lasts, like, a day or two?
For sure. Yeah. You have to think about how long something lasts, the shelf life, when you're talking about actually using it in the real world.
Mm.
And these phage-based sensors, the fact that they lasted that long, it's really promising.
So, okay, we built this amazing platform. We've got our phages all ready to go, ready to, you know, capture those bacteria. But what does that actually mean? Like, how do we turn that into an actual device? Something that can give us those fast diagnoses we were talking about.
Now, that's the real question, isn't it? And that's what we're going to get into next.
Okay, so we've got this platform, and our phages are all ready to capture those bacteria. But how do we use that to, like, actually diagnose someone?
This is where it gets really cool. Remember how we were talking about phages infecting bacteria? And then the bacteria burst? Well, the researchers want to use that for the detection part.
So the phages would still, like, infect the bacteria even though they're stuck to that sensor. I'm picturing, I don't know, like, microscopic explosions all over the place.
Basically, when those bacteria burst, they release these specific molecules, and that's our signal.
Oh, so it's like the bacteria are sending out a signal even though they're being destroyed by the phages. That's so smart. But how do we actually see that signal?
That's where the design gets really clever. These signals from the bacteria, when they burst, they can be designed in a way that triggers a really obvious change in the device. Like maybe changes color. You know, like those home pregnancy tests.
Okay, so you put like a drop of whatever you're testing, maybe blood or water, on the device. And if it has the bacteria, boom, the color changes, right? Diagnosis confirmed.
Yeah, exactly. This research is really setting the stage for a whole new type of diagnostic device. And the best part is it's not just for healthcare.
Wait, really? You're saying these phage sensors could be used for more than just seeing if someone has an infection?
Definitely. Imagine using this for, like, food safety. You could make sure the food doesn't have any dangerous bacteria. Or what about testing how clean water is? You could know if your water is safe to drink. And farmers could even use this. They could use it to find plant diseases super early and maybe even save whole crops.
That's wild. We're talking about like a total revolution, not just in healthcare, but agriculture and the environment. I mean, the possibilities are huge.
They are. It's like this research has opened up all these new doors. And to think it all comes down to these tiny little viruses that have been around for like forever.
It really makes you think about how amazing nature is and how important scientific research is. I mean, who would have thought that viruses could be the key to all this?
Right. There's always something new to discover, and even the smallest things can make a huge difference.
Well, that's about all we have for today's deep dive, but we'll leave you to think about all the amazing things that phage-powered biosensors could do. It's definitely given us a lot to think about, from those microscopic assassins to the future of, well, everything.
Until next time.